Welcome, 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 everybody, to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. Today, we are going to talk about gratitude, a powerful tool to transform your business. Gratitud, una herramienta poderosa para transformar tu negocio. Welcome, everybody. I'm so happy you made it. Remember that there are no coincidences in this world. If you came here to this recording, it's because there is a message in it for you. Hay un mensaje aquí para ustedes. Nada más tienen que abrir el corazón y abrir los oídos y escuchar. Today, I want to share a little story, guys, a little story about my experience when I intentionally practice gratitude. When I intentionally practice gratitude, it has been transformational in both my business and my life. This is a spiritual discipline that helps me focus on what I have, not what I lack. Because we all know how easy it is to fall into that space of looking at everything we haven't yet accomplished, todo lo que nos falta, todo lo que no hemos hecho, all of the things that we are lacking are so easily reflected to us by society. So being thankful helps me step out of my own way. I look up and I thank God for all the things. I make sure that before I get out of bed, I'm spending at least 17 to 64 seconds focusing on everything that is good, everything I'm grateful for, and not relying on my own self-centered strength. Gratitude, my friends, has taught me the fun in discovering hidden blessings. Treasures I may have missed if I hadn't been, you know, paying attention. Because we tend to walk around all the time and miracles are happening around us, but we're not really there. We don't really get to see what the heck is happening. Estamos como en una o en un mundo de zombies. Las cosas están pasando, no nos enfocamos y no ponemos atención a las cosas que en realidad necesitamos para estar en gratitud. Counting my blessings, guys, really counting my blessings turns what my emotions blindly convey as a rotten day into a, hey, what's good in this? I use that as a reflection. I share that question with you. What is the good in this that I'm not seeing? What is the beauty in this that I can look at? ¿Cuál es lo bueno de adentro de esta cosa, de esta situación, que me pueda ayudar a enfocarme en lo bueno? When you begin to reflect on things like this, you begin to really focus on everything that you do have. Instead of always doing what society, social media, and those naysayers out there always tend to do, they tend to make you focus on everything that's missing in your life, everything that you haven't accomplished. And by the way, look at those people who are your age, who have accomplished twice as much as you have. Raise your hand if you've been there, because I have. Cuando empezamos a contar las bendiciones, cuando yo cuento mis bendiciones y me empiezo a convertir mis emociones, las emociones que empiezo a transmitir son de cosas buenas. Cuando no nos enfocamos, las emociones que transmiten ciegamente como un día podrido, oye, en realidad tenemos que preguntarnos, hey, ¿qué hay de bueno en este día? Cambia tu reflexión instead of, Un día podrido a, oye, ¿qué hay de bueno en esto? ¿Qué hay de bueno en esto que todavía no lo estoy mirando? Thankfulness adds meaning to life in difficult situations. Cuando estamos en gratitud, empezamos a ver las cosas buenas. Por ejemplo, perder mi mamá por complicaciones de COVID fue algo muy horrible. Pero empecé a decir, ay, mi viejita chula, cuánto la amé cuando estaba aquí, jugué con ella, la hice reír, la hice bailar. Cositas así, pequeñitas, te ayudan a convertir el día más podrido a un día de alegría. La gratitud es un ejemplo para nosotros vivir diariamente. Thankfulness adds meaning to your life, even in difficult times. As I was sharing in Spanish that my mom passed for complications of COVID, right? She wasn't vaccinated because she was in a home, but she was exposed twice, caught COVID once, because of healthcare workers that were reneging on their responsibilities and really didn't take the whole picture into account. But instead of looking at all the bad and thinking, oh, these guys are bad or these nurses, you know, didn't care, I focus on all the good things that I was able to bring to my mom, all the good things that helped me move through. El agradecimiento agrega significado a la vida, incluso en tiempos difíciles. My friends, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. Cierzo. La gratitud no es solo la mayor de las virtudes, sino la madre de todos los demás. Cicerón. Imagine what state I would be in if I would only focus on the negative, right? So if I give you examples, I can give you examples of negative things like mom's passing, things aren't going as well, I'm not making as much money as I thought I was going to be inside my business, costs are getting overhead, I broke my wrist, you name it. We can continue to do that. The sun's not shining, I hate cloudy days. All of those things, all they serve to do is to bring you down into a spiral of emotions that have no benefit or service to you. Gratitude makes you appreciate the value of something. And when you appreciate the value of something, you extract more benefits from it. You're less likely to take it for granted. My friends, people who practice gratitude consistently report benefits such as stronger immune systems and lower blood pressure, higher levels of positive emotions, more joy, more optimism, happiness, and they act with more generosity and compassion, and they feel less lonely and isolated. People who practice gratitude, my friends, consistently report the benefits such as more positive returns inside their business. Remember, if you feel good, you usually do good. So I want to leave you with this. This is a short little message, a short little podcast, but I know this message is powerful to you. So if you are experiencing downturns in your business, I highly suggest that you take a look at your daily gratitude rituals. And you may find that you have been deficient in your daily dose of gratitude. What are your gratitude issues? I want you to drop me a comment wherever you're listening to this podcast and tell me, what are your daily gratitude, rituals? We have a ritual for getting up. We have a ritual for eating our breakfast, our lunch, our dinner. We have a ritual for the way that we take off our makeup. We have a ritual for everything. But do we have a ritual for our daily gratitude? What is that ritual? So as you move through your workday, I want you to remember, what is that ritual? ¿Cuál es el rito que tienen ustedes de gratitud? Tenemos ritos para todo en la vida. Hasta el rito que usamos para quitarnos el maquillaje. Pero ¿cuántas de ustedes, quiero que me dejen un comentario, cuántas de ustedes en realidad tienen un rito de gratitud diario, ok? No de vez en cuando o cuando se les antoja o lo que sea, pero diario. Quiero saber de ustedes en realidad, ¿cuál es su rito? A lo mejor aprendo algo de ustedes, ¿verdad? So as you move through your workday, remember. Remember, remember, remember. Give thanks, take joy, and rejoice. Cuando estás moviendo en tu día, cuando estás moviéndote en tu día, quiero que reflejes un tantito y que des gracias y que te alegres por la cosa, esa pequeña cosita buena que apareció. Ya sea un penny en la calle, no le hace. Refleja, da gracias y alégrate. These are words of wisdom, and as always, I am so incredibly grateful for you who listen to this. Remember, there are no coincidences in this lifetime. There are no accidents. There is a reason that you are here listening to me, Marty Angel, the host of this podcast, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful for all of you who listen to this regularly, for the 3,000 downloads I get. I'm just so blessed. And for all the guests that have been on here, I am incredibly grateful. Le doy las gracias a todos ustedes que siempre me escuchan, a las 3,000 downloads que tenemos, a todas las personas que han sido invitados aquí en este podcast. Les doy a todos las gracias y estoy sumamente alegre que ustedes están conmigo. As always, guys, I send you love and I am yours in health and wealth. This is Marty Angel signing off. Gracias por todo. Nos vemos a la próxima. Namaste. Welcome, 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 everybody, to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. Today, we are going to talk about gratitude, a powerful tool to transform your business. Gratitud, una herramienta poderosa para transformar tu negocio. Welcome, everybody. I'm so happy you made it. Remember that there are no coincidences in this world. If you came here to this recording, it's because there is a message in it for you. Hay un mensaje aquí para ustedes. Nada más tienen que abrir el corazón y abrir los oídos y escuchar. Today, I want to share a little story, guys, a little story about my experience when I intentionally practice gratitude. When I intentionally practice gratitude, it has been transformational in both my business and my life. This is a spiritual discipline that helps me focus on what I have, not what I lack. Because we all know how easy it is to fall into that space of looking at everything we haven't yet accomplished, todo lo que nos falta, todo lo que no hemos hecho, all of the things that we are lacking are so easily reflected to us by society. So being thankful helps me step out of my own way. I look up and I thank God for all the things. I make sure that before I get out of bed, I'm spending at least 17 to 64 seconds focusing on everything that is good, everything I'm grateful for, and not relying on my own self-centered strength. Gratitude, my friends, has taught me the fun in discovering hidden blessings, treasures I may have missed if I hadn't been, you know, paying attention. Because we tend to walk around all the time and miracles are happening around us, but we're not really there. We don't really get to see what the heck is happening. Estamos como en una o en un mundo de zombies. Las cosas están pasando, no nos enfocamos y no ponemos atención a las cosas que en realidad necesitamos para estar en gratitud. Counting my blessings, guys, really counting my blessings turns what my emotions blindly convey as a rotten day into a, hey, what's good in this? I use that as a reflection. I share that question with you. What is the good in this that I'm not seeing? What is the beauty in this that I can look at? ¿Cuál es lo bueno de adentro de esta cosa, de esta situación, que me pueda ayudar a enfocarme en lo bueno? When you begin to reflect on things like this, you begin to really focus on everything that you do have. Instead of always doing what society, social media, and those naysayers out there always tend to do, they tend to make you focus on everything that's missing in your life, everything that you haven't accomplished. And by the way, look at those people who are your age, who have accomplished twice as much as you have. Raise your hand if you've been there, because I have. Cuando empezamos a contar las bendiciones, cuando yo cuento mis bendiciones y me empiezo a convertir mis emociones, las emociones que empiezo a transmitir son de cosas buenas. Cuando no nos enfocamos, las emociones que transmiten ciegamente como un día podrido, oye, en realidad tenemos que preguntarnos, hey, ¿qué hay de bueno en este día? Cambia tu reflexión instead of un día podrido a, oye, ¿qué hay de bueno en esto? ¿Qué hay de bueno en esto que todavía no lo estoy mirando? Thankfulness adds meaning to life in difficult situations. Cuando estamos en gratitud, empezamos a ver las cosas buenas. Por ejemplo, perder mi mamá por complicaciones de COVID fue algo muy horrible. Pero empecé a decir, ay, mi viejita chula, cuánto la amé cuando estaba aquí, jugué con ella, la hice reír, la hice bailar. Cositas así, pequeñitas, te ayudan a convertir el día más podrido a un día de alegría. La gratitud es un ejemplo para nosotros vivir diariamente. Thankfulness adds meaning to your life, even in difficult times. As I was sharing in Spanish that my mom passed for complications of COVID, right? She wasn't vaccinated because she was in a home, but she was exposed twice, caught COVID once, because of healthcare workers that were reneging on their responsibilities and really didn't take the whole picture into account. But instead of looking at all the bad and thinking, oh, these guys are bad or these nurses, you know, didn't care, I focus on all the good things that I was able to bring to my mom, all the good things that helped me move through. El agradecimiento agrega significado a la vida, incluso en tiempos difíciles. My friends, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. Cierzo. La gratitud no es solo la mayor de las virtudes, sino la madre de todos los demás. Cicerón. Imagine what state I would be in if I would only focus on the negative, right? So if I give you examples, I can give you examples of negative things like mom's passing, things aren't going as well, I'm not making as much money as I thought I was going to be inside my business, costs are getting overhead, I broke my wrist, you name it. We can continue to do that. The sun's not shining, I hate cloudy days. All of those things, all they serve to do is to bring you down into a spiral of emotions that have no benefit or service to you. Gratitude makes you appreciate the value of something. And when you appreciate the value of something, you extract more benefits from it. You're less likely to take it for granted. My friends, people who practice gratitude consistently report benefits such as stronger immune systems and lower blood pressure, higher levels of positive emotions, more joy, more optimism, happiness, and they act with more generosity and compassion, and they feel less lonely and isolated. People who practice gratitude, my friends, consistently report the benefits such as more positive returns inside their business. Remember, if you feel good, you usually do good. So I want to leave you with this. This is a short little message, a short little podcast, but I know this message is powerful to you. So if you are experiencing downturns in your business, I highly suggest that you take a look at your daily gratitude rituals. And you may find that you have been deficient in your daily dose of gratitude. What are your gratitude issues? I want you to drop me a comment wherever you're listening to this podcast and tell me, what are your daily gratitude, you know, rituals? We have a ritual for getting up. We have a ritual for eating our breakfast, our lunch, our dinner. We have a ritual for the way that we take off our makeup. We have a ritual for everything. But do we have a ritual for our daily gratitude? What is that ritual? So as you move through your workday, I want you to remember, what is that ritual? ¿Cuál es el rito que tienen ustedes de gratitud? Tenemos ritos para todo en la vida. Hasta el rito que usamos para quitarnos el maquillaje. Pero, ¿cuántas de ustedes? Quiero que me dejen un comentario. ¿Cuántas de ustedes en realidad tienen un rito de gratitud diario? ¿Ok? No de vez en cuando o cuando se les antoja o lo que sea. Pero diario, quiero saber de ustedes en realidad, ¿cuál es su rito? A lo mejor aprendo algo de ustedes, ¿verdad? So as you move through your workday, remember. Remember, remember, remember. Give thanks, take joy, and rejoice. Cuando estás moviendo en tu día, cuando estás moviéndote en tu día, quiero que reflejes un tantito y que des gracias y que te alegres por la cosa, esa pequeña cosita buena que apareció, ya sea un penny en la calle, no le hace. Refleja, da gracias y alégrate. These are words of wisdom, and as always, I am so incredibly grateful for you who listen to this. Remember, there are no coincidences in this lifetime. There are no accidents. There is a reason that you are here listening to me, Marty Angel, the host of this podcast, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful for all of you who listen to this regularly, for the 3,000 downloads I get. I'm just so blessed. And for all the guests that have been on here, I am incredibly grateful. Le doy las gracias a todos ustedes que siempre me escuchan, a las 3,000 downloads que tenemos, a todas las personas que han sido invitados aquí en este podcast. Les doy a todos las gracias y estoy sumamente alegre que ustedes están conmigo. As always, guys, I send you love and I am yours in health and wealth. This is Marty Angel signing off. Gracias por todo. Nos vemos a la próxima. Namaste.